Another professional football player is quitting because of concerns over concussions. 23-year-old AJ Tarpley, a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills, announced his decision on Instagram last night. Tarpley says he suffered 4 concussions in his 2 years playing pro football, and he says he's walking away from the gridiron to preserve his future health. Last month, the National Football League admitted for the first time that football is linked to brain damage. It's something researchers have documented for years. Well, some new research shows a surprising way to possibly reduce the effects of head trauma involving an ingredient in fish oil. Lauren Silverman from Here and Now contributor Texas Standard reports.
While some students at Texas Christian University were drinking Red Bull, beers, and coffee, about 60 football players were downing shots of fish oil. All in the name of science.
We had to find the right mixture that would be palatable because it certainly has a little bit of a fishy odor.
And those, I've heard, burps as well.
Yes, absolutely, because this is a very purified form of DHA.
DHA is an omega-3 fatty acid found in fish oil. Dr. Michelle Kirk, director of sports medicine at JPS Health Network in Fort Worth, co-led the 2014 study looking at the effect of DHA on brain trauma.
They started the DHA at the beginning of the summer. We took some blood from them beforehand, and then once we got to camp, or two-a-days, we took blood again, and then we took it periodically throughout the year to analyze that and see what we were going to find.
Kirk and her team wanted to see whether DHA helped protect the athletes' brains. They focused on a biological indicator of head trauma. It's called neurofilament light. Research shows neurofilament light increases as the number of physical impacts increase. In other words, the more hits on the field, the more neurofilament light in the blood. So the question was, could DHA lower the neurofilament light?
If they were on the DHA, they had a 40% reduction in that neurofilament compared to those that were on placebo in their neurofilament levels.
So what's that tell you?
Well, we're not exactly sure yet. It may indicate that DHA can be protective against some brain trauma.
The protective qualities of DHA have been shown in animal studies, but this new research, published in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise, is the first that finds the same might be true for humans.
For the DHA to have this type of effect, that's quite striking and quite promising.
Dr. Floyd Ski Chilton is a professor of physiology and pharmacology at Wake Forest University Medical Center.
DHA is probably a lot more important in later development than we first thought. We certainly first focused all on the third trimester of pregnancy when the brain was growing so much. And that is really a proven area where DHA is critical. And we're now beginning to understand its importance in childhood and adolescence.
Chilton says it's possible omega-3 supplements like DHA could help protect athletes' brains by preventing the inflammation associated with injuries. Both Chilton and Michelle Kirk agree researchers need to try and replicate the findings to give the study more credibility.
What we haven't looked at really yet is our kids that have concussions that we put on DHA on even higher levels of DHA and really what happens with them. Now, anecdotally, what we've seen is those kids tend to get better faster. And so the next is to try to prove what we're seeing anecdotally, that DHA can and may be helping with recovery in these kids.
Before you rush off to buy omega-3 or fish oil supplements, Kirk says keep in mind all formulations are different. A typical capsule might contain just a small percentage of DHA, not the pure fishy stuff some football players will be downing next season. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Silverman.